Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker. The Psychic Bartender Show is sponsored by Nu Skin and presented by Universal Energy Media. Your host, Gloria Parker, looks forward to speaking her mind, voicing her opinion openly, and hearing what you have to think. She uses her intuition and numbers to get to the core of you. Gloria was the first female bartender in Atlanta, Georgia, and she hosts the Big Psychic Fair every month in Roswell, Georgia. She's an icon in the metaphysical community in Atlanta, and she's honest, and she's gutsy, and she doesn't hold back. Now, doing it her way is Gloria Parker.
Gloria.
Oh, hi, everybody. Sorry. Boy, am I glad that I have these people with me. My God. I mean, there's no telling. I forget that I was on the air, maybe. But you know what? I like that because I'm authentic, and I like it. And so when I start thinking about, oh, I should do this and I should do that, you know, I mean, I go there for a minute, but then I think, you know what? That's just not me. I'm really trying my best to be off the cuff. So about 3 or 4 minutes ago, Anna, my friend from her media company, she said to me, you know, are you ready? And I said, no. And she said, well, do you want to put this on hold? And I went, no, just let it ride. And then when she came on and I heard the intro, then, of course, it's not like I wasn't ready. I just, you know, didn't talk. So I don't know. I think there's a few people in the queue already. Let me just say hi, everybody, and I want to talk about Bernie because I'm very interested to see how Bernie's going to handle Hillary and the election. So let me start off by saying I don't want anybody to put me in a box. I am a Democrat. I'm going to be full disclosure about that. I have always been a Democrat, but it doesn't mean that if somebody who is going to do very good for the country that I couldn't be swayed another way or at least take another look at somebody, because I think that we're all doing a disservice to our country if we don't have that. And besides, I'm kind of forced because I have a lot of damn friends that are Republicans. So I'm almost forced to, you know, find a inroad to see that, you know, these people have not only a right to think the way they think, but to also have their friends look at it in a different way. Because, you know, I mean, if they're friends of mine and I share my life with them and I go have fun with them, I mean, who's to say that their idea isn't better than mine in a particular situation, subject matter, or whatever, okay? So anyway, this is the thing. I said I'm going to do Bernie first. But before I do that, okay, I do want to thank my two friends that are here with me today, and for being here. Caroline Lusky, who is an animal communicator. Well, hi. Wow. You know, it's interesting because earlier. Well, let me just tell you guys that I do have, is there anybody still in the queue? Okay. So I will tell you this, this weekend on Sunday, I am doing my fourth Our Children Memorial. And so my life, for a couple reasons, emotionally, I'm totally screwed because the date is the date that my daughter took her life. So I've had to deal with that on a daily basis while trying to set this up. But for the last 3 years, it's been quite a phenomenal day where people who have lost a loved one, it could be your grandmother, that you could be your mother, it could be your father, anybody that you've lost that is just, you know, you've got a raw spot there that's open in your heart that, you know, it's like you're just living different because you're mourning, and it's like you can't move it. And so some of us, it takes a long time. And, you know, they say a child's the worst, and, of course, I agree with that.
because that's my experience. But I don't know. I've not been married 30 or 40 or 50 years and lost a spouse that I have every memory with. Who the hell knows? How can we judge that? Or a grandmother that you just adored and adored you from the day you were born. My God, I mean, who's lucky enough to have that? So all of these things are, you know, out of judgment, there should be none. Mourning and pain and grieving are real. They're real. We experience them every single day. I know I was up at Walmart last week getting some groceries, and there's a woman up there, I can't judge age, but she's pretty old, you know, she looked pretty old. And I said to her, I was telling her, I said, you know, I went into my purse and I had a flyer in there, and just a little banner flyer. It wasn't a bull, like 8.5 by 11 or anything. It was just a little piece of paper, and it had the date on it. And I said, you know, I don't know if you need this or know somebody, but would you, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm doing a memorial on Sunday for my daughter in memory of her and other people who need a day of healing. And she told me that 30 years ago, she lost her son, and then just a couple years ago, she lost her stepson from suicide. And I'm thinking to myself, here she is. I mean, it's like it just brought back again that we just don't know who we talk to. We don't know who needs this very special day. So when I market it, which I've been a marketing idiot, just getting it out to everybody, you know, I'm not doing that. There's no profit margin here. There's no nothing of gain here except you gaining a day of maybe having a little bit more peace and being able to come and share and be with your loved one in a space that is accepting a tear. You know, it's like because I'm not going to go into a grocery store if I can help it and cry like I did when Jody first left. And so we're always like shoving the emotions down. This is a day where we can actually put them on our sleeve and share with others and know that if I do drop a tear, that somebody's going to give me a hug there, and somebody's going to allow that. So anyway, let me get off that. You know. So anyway, everybody, just let your friends know. That's all I can tell you. It's going to be a tough day. So let me breathe. And it's going to be a beautiful weather day, and we're going to release doves and have a phenomenal lunch from Casanova's at Midway between Alpharetta and Cumming. It was one of my and Jody's best restaurants for God, almost 50 some years. I mean, it was like I've been knowing these people that long. So anyway, the meal is exceptional. So it's not just something thrown together. This is coming from a very, very long family, Italian food, chicken marsala, and it's great. Okay. Oh, thank you. And the website for anybody who wants to learn more is www.ourchildrenmemorial.org. Okay, so we don't know what the hell's going on, but you know, I just told the girls, you know, I have Anna here from Universal Energy Media, and she has been so kind the last several months. She comes up, she comes
okay,
here.
Okay, so we don't know what the hell's going on.
And I've got it on my computer now, too. It's like, okay. It's like, so we've been trying to plug back in all these different ways, you know. It's so interesting. But anyway, the bottom line is that she comes in and holds my hand because, you know, I'm really not very savvy with how the back end of blog works and how we need to do that. And she's been doing radio for 5 years, and she's got a lot of different great, great shows on. You might want to go in to her website, Universal Energy Media. It's radio. It's not been changed yet, but we're going to add to that. But universalenergyradio.com, and you'll be able to pick up all the shows. And so anyway, she's just a really sweetheart. I love her, and I'm glad that we've gotten to know each other. So, and then I have Miss Caroline with me. Caroline and I have been big friends for over 25 years. She's been by my side just practically with everything that I've ever done, including the Aquarius newspaper and the psychic fairs. And when I had Sun Glow, the bookstore, she was by my side with that. So she's been my right hand And I can always count on her. So she is here as well, learning the back end, and hopefully at some one of these little, roads, I'll learn something. You know what I mean? So that's going to be awesome. So I just want to thank both these ladies and apologize again that we think it's blog, but we don't know exactly what's going on. So I don't know. It could be my internet at the house going in and out as well. I just don't know. So please just bear with us because the next thing that I'm going to do, though, before I get into your questions, is I did want to briefly tell you about Bernie. And because we've had some of the problems that we've had today, what I got was is that next actually I'm probably going to do another show, and I'm going to start now that we have the candidates. I'm going to do another show that is going to do the three people that I need to do Kasich, I did, and Crew. Anyway, I'm going to make sure that I individually do all the players for both sides. And then I'm going to do a thing that says, okay, well, what's the difference between Bernie and Hillary? You know, what is his stronghold? And what I was interested in this morning was I wanted to tap in and figure out this man, like, who is he? And what does he do? So his life lesson number is a 32-5. He's a Virgo, and he's very original. He's very commanding. That's one of his positive traits, okay? He's very self-confident and self-reliant, okay? His not-so-positive traits, which we call negative if you want to, he's got a little vain thing going on. He's a little temperamental. And he can be a little difficult. So I think that when we see him, he's like the grandfather that's always right, you know, that he's always got a mission and he's always got stuff to tell you that he thinks is, the right way. He has the right way. Well, you know what? His friends, I don't know how many long-term friends he has, but people have trouble fitting into that self-contained he has a self-contained universe, and I'm not sure that people know how to fit into that because he has it too figured out maybe. But the bottom line is that this man is on a mission, and his mission is he's got a lot of power. He's magical. He's magical when it comes to ruling people and nations. I mean, the magic is the 32-5 that he represents. So the three is, of course, I'll give you that breakdown because I believe it's important. He knows how to cooperate. I'm not sure always does it, but he does know how to gather people, as we've seen. That's no, rocket science information there. But the three is he is very creative. The two is well, hi. So I don't know who the hell's waiting on me and who's not. And I don't know what's going on. I know I just heard from my girlfriend, Carla, and she said I'm listening to the show because she's just recently retired, which I'd like to congratulate her. That's so awesome. I love that. And so she's trying to hear me. I don't know if we're on with her or not. But anyway, so I don't know. You know, I feel like having these interruptions is not really giving you what you need or what I want us to understand about Bernie. So what I might do is just go ahead and give you a few more caveats about him, just so you know that he is he has a sense of this protection thing. And it's kind of like when you say America or glory, your power. You know, he's like a herald of light, if you would, in the metaphysical world, we would say, you know, a beam of light came down. And that is him. You know, he's a warrior for the good and good of all things. And he brings good tidings and messages for the future. So would I say Bernie's doing what the hell he's supposed to do? Absolutely. So, you know, I don't know where that's going to fit in. We've got Donald Trump yelling and screaming on one hand that the system is defunct and it's bringing all of that up, which I'm glad. So this year it's been interesting how everybody has gotten permission to say what they want. And I kind of love that. you know, I hope that we don't lose some sort of class or some sort of ritual that has been our foundation, and keep the good of it and not be stupid and just throw it all up and not have a very, very systematic system that works. But some of the systems have been in place way, way before the Aquarian Age came around. So if you take the Aquarian Age and you go back, you know, the dawning of, and then you figure that we've got 20, well, you know, people argue, and the astrologers, no, I don't. But, you know, I'm going to say we're in 2016. So say we've got 16 years, and then we had the dawning of, which was 50 years, another 50. So say we do have, you know, a 76 years of pre trying to get the Aquarian Age in. So say that is, you know, pretty true. You know, so anything that has happened before, you know, 70 some years ago has been accumulated into factual things that we follow. But if it's been done, you know, that many years ago, maybe it is time. Maybe we're so far into the Aquarian Age, into the information age, where we can find out things about everybody, every way, every which way. Maybe it is time for us to look at some of our laws and change some of the ways that we've always done stuff. Because I agree with Donald Trump. You know, I think that, you know, the people need to vote. And I think that there should be some safety nets for things to happen. You know, like you have in your office, you may have somebody that doesn't know the job, like the person in charge. But if that person had to step down or step away or goes on vacation, you know, the whole damn business isn't going to fall apart because you have things set in place. So I think we should do more of that than have these rules that all of a sudden the Republican Party or the Democratic Party can actually vote in who the party wants. And the way I listen to the news, sometimes my brain goes, that's what they're doing. So anyway, I like it that we have, I'm not against at all that Bernie Sanders is calling out Hillary on some things. I'm not upset at all that Donald Trump is, he's going to show a more presidential side of himself now. You know, the man didn't make it's a honey, when you're making that kind of money and you're all over the world and you're meeting people on all, look at the levels that he meets people from the, you know, carpenter to the steel worker to the this to the that. I mean, he has his hands in so many different facets of life and living and building. And, you know, it's like, come on. I mean, the man knows a lot about business and people. And so I actually do like it that he was giving money to the Democrats. I don't know why anybody would think that that was a bad thing. It just means that we should be able to change. I mean, if I wanted to change from a Democrat to a Republican, should you want to burn me at the stake for that? I mean, I would think that that's a good thing because I'd be using my brain and saying, hey, you know what? I like this other guy and be able to do it without having penalties and not be able to vote for who you want to. So, I mean, I know structure has to be in place, and I'm not smart enough to know how to do that with the two parties or three if we had a third. But I don't like the idea that my vote doesn't count for who I want to vote for. And that, you know, I mean, Trump's kids can't even vote. Do y'all know that? Did you see that? I mean, because they weren't registered, like, you know, back in last October or something. I mean, some of the people that want to vote, some of these kids that are coming to the forefront that want to vote for Bernie, do you know that they can't vote because they haven't been, they didn't do the right procedure to have a legitimate vote. So they're just showing up and saying, yes, I like what he says and I want change and I want us to have fair college tuition. And I want all of these things. Now, the problem with Bernie is that he needs to, he's here to teach how to be assertive. how to be independent in his assertiveness, and to have the courage of his convictions. And we've watched him. You know, he's an old man. He's learned these things. When you get older, you know, hopefully you can look back and see what your sign is, what your astrology is, what you've come in to do, or what you've come in to teach, and say, oh, okay, I can cross that off. Check here, check there. I've done that. And feel like you've been on your mission that you agreed to, and you've done a lot of checking off. So, yeah, I don't get it. I don't think that, you know, the main thing is this, you know, he should be careful not to be swayed by others. That's one thing for sure. And his other thing is that he is in the perfect place, in the perfect job. Lawmaking was his, basically his mission, and making justice happen for all. So is he in the perfect place to do this? Yes. But because Hillary is such a staple in the Democratic process, because she's been a senator for 2 years and Secretary of State, she has had many, 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 many lives of being in the place and working for people. So when they say that Bernie, you know, he's been in his own little space, his own little world, and working on justice for all in a smaller venue, they're not lying. You know, so at some point, we'll see. Do I think he needs to drop out? Absolutely not. Not at this point. I think that his energy has brought a lot of energy to the Democrats right now. And I think that as long as he doesn't fall into a trap of helping too much so people can just lean on him and what he's saying and not be proactive themselves, I think would be a shame, and it wouldn't be helping. You know, but as long as he stays determined and persistent and with high goals, that is what has been asked of him. And it seems like right now this man is doing a really good job. So next, do we have anybody in? Okay. So here's the deal. I'm going to get to some questions now. But what I'm going to do next week is we're going to, you know, I have the Our Children Sunday, and then I'm going to be able to breathe. And next week, I'm going to do a lot, and it will be not only that, but it will be on my blog. I'm going to do a blog about all the four of them. And, you know, and of course, Anna will assist me making sure that I get into GloriaParker.com and that the proper window shows up so I know how to do that. Because listen to me, people. Do not, just because you can't do anything, you find a good friend like Anna, or you find somebody that can just do one piece to show you, one piece at a time. Because, you know, that's the thing. You know, 20 years ago, I was saying to people, I don't even know how to get into a computer. You know, I said, but I will learn, because I don't want to be that out of the loop. I don't like being out of the loop. I don't like not being able to put a simple flyer together, or, you know, and I will change that in my life. You know, at 70 years, I'm ready to learn. I'm 70 years old and I'm ready to learn. You know, I don't want to be an old dog that won't learn new tricks. I want to be the dog that knows lots of tricks, you know. So I'm going to take care of that in my world. And I suggest that you people do too. So I can't even tell you. I have a lady that called and said, well, you know, I don't do the computer, but I did want to come to the memorial. Can I just reserve a Doug and my meal from you? And I'm thinking to myself how simple it is to just go in and just do what, you know, push a button. But I said, sure, you know, because I understand that. I understand that not everybody is so comfortable to even, you know, do it wrong, or to push a button that you don't know. Hell, I lost so much stuff on my computer by trying to go in and push buttons that I shouldn't have been pushing. So I know that part too. And you know, so anyway, I'm going to stop bullshitting, and I'm going to take a call. All
right.
Curious with
203,
you're on the
air. Hello,
203. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, sure, honey. Where is 203?
I'm sorry?
Where are you?
Oh, it's hard to hear you. Just a sec. Okay, I'm in Connecticut.
Oh, hi. Okay, I love Connecticut.
Hi.
You know, I was born in Kingston, New York. And so anyway, I've flown into the Connecticut many times, and it's so gorgeous there. It's like, oh my God. Now I don't want your winters, but it is definitely gorgeous there. So, so what is your name, honey?
My name's Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
And welcome to the Psychic Bartender Show. And do you have a birthday?
7/12/53. Right.
Right.
Okay. So let's see who you are. Well, you know, honey, you're a go-getter, self-starter. You know, I do a multi-level business, and it was funny because we all don't have a lot of time. I'll never have the time I want because I just want to, my brain keeps going and I want to do too much. But I've said a few times here, I went, you know what? As far as business goes and bringing people in business, I don't even want to talk to you if you're not a one energy. And you are a one energy. And you come into it with very nice numbers. So you're a 37-10-1. And what that means for me is that you're very creative. You're very solid. You like to have fun, which I think is a perfect combination to all of that. I mean, seriously, because, you know, if you're going to be solid, creative, I mean, who would want to be that and not like to have a good time? And does that sound like you?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay.
Somewhat.
And so then in that first set of numbers, you have a 7. And to me, the 7 is the best. All the numbers are fabulous. You know, a lot of people go, well, why wouldn't you want to be an 8? You know, I went, because I'm a 7. And I like 7s because I know that no matter what, I constantly do say this too. I'll go, all right, so we just had the computer screw up, you know, and so you guys couldn't hear me, but I was saying, I'm sure that spirit is in charge of this. And then earlier, you know, I had a tearful moment about the memorial, and then it shut down again. And I said, well, you know, I said I needed a minute. So God's given it to me. So I know that's a little silly and that they're not sitting that close doing all those things. Maybe, maybe not. But it doesn't matter. Spirit is with you. You can ask them to do anything. Clear traffic. You can get up every morning and say, okay, God, show me, or my angels. I need my angels around me. Or, you know, ask for what you want and get it. I mean, it's just that simple. You have a straight line to the other side, and all that is available in, from all the heavenly beings, you have a way to access that. So don't forget that, Pat. Keep that in mind because, you know, your biggest or littlest problem are not problems because you have got that energy with you. So the 37-10 creates the one energy. The one energy is your life path. You agreed to it, and you are a go-getter, self-starter. You are not a couch potato. You can always figure out things to do, places to be, people to meet. You are just always in action. Does that sound like you?
Yes and no.
So what part is no?
I'm in severe depression right now.
Okay.
And I'm having a hard time getting going. And I actually was calling to see if you could see anything as far as job or if I'll be able to pay my rent. I just had to move to an apartment.
Okay. So you know, we all, and, you know, and this is, I'm going to go away from the numbers a minute, and I'm going to act like me and you are having a drink over my bar. And I'm going to tell you that, you know, depression is really hard, and people don't understand it, and I don't understand it either from being, okay, but I did have a daughter that was depressed for many, many years, and she ended up taking her life, okay, and I know that when I go to meetings, the suicide meetings, and I go to meetings where there's people talking about that, I do understand that clinical depression is a thing. It is not something, nobody wants to deal with it. and the doctors, they don't know what the hell to do with it. Psychiatrists, they just talk you to your blue in the face, and they don't even know what the hell they're saying a lot of times because they don't know what to do with it. And nobody can go into your that space and turn it off. You know, there is no on and off switch. And so you just feel it. You know it. And then where are you with the going to the doctor? Do you go to a doctor? Are you on meds?
Yes, I do. I am. I'm just calling to see if there's a little hope, if you see anything with a job or if I'm going to be able to afford my apartment.
Okay. Well, that's always the first thing that we care about because that will lessen. That does lessen. I mean, it doesn't take care of it, but knowing that it's got to be, you know, being in a situation if you're not working has got to just add to the depression for sure. So you are, let me see where you are right now and see if I can help you in any way with that information. Let me see here. Well, I tell you this. You have got, you're in a year, you're in, actually, you're in a 54-9 year. And the five is freedom through change. So you've got some change coming in. And you've got a new foundation coming in this year. And so if you haven't seen it yet, okay, the nine is the endings. And the endings is about cleaning out, getting rid of things in your life that are causing the depression maybe. You know, saying, you know, I talked to a friend I've had since high school and I love her, but she brings me down. She doesn't hold me up. She doesn't add to my life. She takes away from me. So think about anybody in your life, any situation that's doing that to you. And this is the perfect time to stop it and get rid of it. And it's important. Okay. Because after your birthday, honey, you are going to have lots and lots of things happen. As a matter of fact, you're going to cross your destiny, which means that you're going to have a, you've got the double five and the 10-1. And whenever you, whenever it is that you cross your destiny, that means your life lesson number and your year number match. Now, not the numbers in front of it, but the one is matching the one. So you, as of your birthday, almost from the day of your birthday, you will absolutely positively have all new beginnings if you will get rid of some things in your house, in your apartment, start cleaning out. Let the universe know. You have a seven. Let the universe know that you are willing to work with them and to help yourself by cleaning out your shit, cleaning out your lifestyle, cleaning out your friends, your workers, all of it. And then you have the three that's very present here. And the three is that you're a creative soul. Think of things that you would like to do. You know, there used to be a book when I had my bookstore. It was called Do What You Love, Money Will Follow. If you can afford to get you a book, read that book and see if you can't pull out some spiritual quality out of it that you can work with. See if that can't help you. It'll be a good read, honey. It'll give you something to take you from the depression and the worry for just a minute, just a few pages. And maybe you'll learn something from that. Because, you know, the thing of it is that, this isn't good for you because you're a one. You know, I mean, the one energy, I mean, if you were a four or a different number, I would be saying different things to you, but you're a one. You can work this out. You can work through this. So do it. Figure it out, you know, and take a, even, what do you do for a living?
I'm a CNA, and I'm trying to get my pet portrait painting going.
She's a what?
A CNA.
What is a CNA?
I don't know.
What's a CNA?
Certified Nurses Assistant.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's hard to be with other people.
Is she open to travel?
Are you open to travel?
I just moved. I've moved from my CNA jobs 5 times in the last year and a half. I've spent $5,000 moving. I'm depleted. I have no money left.
Well,
no, I'm open to move.
There, there are a lot of these jobs out there, but the reason I ask that is because there are a lot of jobs that she could go after, that, but they move you at 6 months at a time. I mean, they give you a stipend and they do...
you do like a contract.
You do a contract kind of thing. Mm-hmm. If she says it's that, mm-hmm. she can look. I mean, I don't know.
It's okay. I've got a. I have a dog. It's complicated. I have a dog. I'm just trying to go from where I am right now.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Okay.
I know people who travel.
Okay.
They take their animals. But,
yeah.
It's just. Open to
she was just an idea,
yeah,
you know, it was an idea.
Because,
but it seems like you know. It seems like you know. You've been down some avenues that haven't worked.
I do know. I've struggled with depression for my whole life. I know all about that. Thank you. I'm just trying to see if you see any work coming through or if I'm going to be able to manage my finances.
Well, and I'm telling you that after your birthday, you've got all new beginnings coming. I mean,
Am I going to make it by then?
Well, I mean, sure you are. What are you going to do? I mean, you've made it. How old are you? Of course you're going to make it. But I'm saying, what I'm saying is that, you know, you are in a 9 year right now, and that is endings. That is allowing things to end. You have a 7 in your major numbers. That's about spirit helping you. So I'm saying to you.
I just don't know if I'm going to be able to pay rent or if I'm going to get evicted.
Well, you may have to, you know, Pat, the thing I'm trying to say to you, sweetie, is this. I'm looking at numbers, and I know your name, and that's all I know. Okay?
Thank you so much. I'm sorry about your daughter. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetie. All right.
You get to a point when all things are possible, and that's we have a
and she'll figure it out. I'm not worried about her. I mean, it's like because she's a one, and the one energies, they always figure out stuff. There, you know, I mean, it's like everybody should have a one somewhere because it's like self-control. It's like it's that power of knowing that everything's going to be okay, that you can make it, that you can do it. You know,
well, it's that perspective because you come from a place of. You have to know within yourself whether you're going to make it. So she's asking you, you see that. You see that in everybody. We see that potential. That's unconditional love. When you see people in their best form, it has to uplift them to the point where they see that within themselves. Otherwise, it won't happen because everything starts from your core. And actually, that's a good segue into someone in chat. We have Bo2 and Texas Pearl. Thank you for joining us in chat. But Texas Pearl is asking.
Texas Pearl. I love that.
Yeah, and we'll get back to our callers, but I'm doing these in order of the questions that are asked. So Texas Pearl is asking. She's got a friend, Joyce, and she wants to know if they can regain trust in their friendship. So her number, her birthday, Pearl's number is 10/27/60, and Joyce's birthday is 9/2/1940, September 2nd, 1940. And so I actually just wrote something in chat to her, and it was a private chat. I messaged her because sometimes I don't know how much stuff people want out there. So I just wrote, you know, to look for something to appreciate about the other person because what you're doing is you want to change your perspective, not that other person's perspective, because everything starts from you. Because when your energy shifts, oh, she doesn't know. We don't know Joyce's true, yeah, we need that last number. But you can probably still, she doesn't know the 19 whatever, but you could probably
I can
tell
do,
what year she
Yeah, did. I can tell you the year, okay? So, well, I can tell you, though, Pearl, Texas Pearl. I love it. I can tell you, because you're 1960, I can tell you that you're an 8 energy. So, you know, that comes from 2 figures, 50. So you have 3 numbers, 5, the 3, and the 8. The 5 is freedom through change. You don't want to be boxed up. You don't want to be boxed in. And that's a good thing. I mean, it's like, you know, me and Anna, we laugh about that because we both have fives in our prominent life lesson number, like you do. And I mean, we don't even want people to say, you know, where are you going? What time are you coming home? I mean, just the stupidest things will drive us crazy. I mean, it's like, it's just that silly. I mean, and it is silly, but it doesn't matter. I don't want to be, I couldn't be married to somebody that when I talk to him and I was done with my day and I call home or we talk and see what we're going to have for dinner or whatever, and him to say, you know, are you coming right home? Or are you, you know, or it's like, what time are you going to be here? Or any of that. I couldn't handle it. And I know that. And that's why, I think that if I met somebody, I'm not letting that stop me from meeting somebody, but that would have to be one of the things that was brought up and discussed where it just is. It's just the way it is. Do not ask me. Do not box me and pin me up. So you have that five, and you're probably a little bit like that, if not a lot. And then the three is very creative. But the thing that I love about your life lesson number, I can't do hers, is that you're an eight, and the eight is all about finance, money, opportunity. Being with people that are, you know, that want to do business with you or not having the same kind of energy around money as most of us. Most of us are like our previous caller, Pat. Like if we get sick or we know that we're not handling it, we go right into that space that the whole world is going to fall apart because we can't make our friggin' rent. You know, or, you know, I mean, it's we go right to that. Like, I can't make my rent. I'm worried about making a car note or I'm worried about money. The eight energy is different. The eight, you know, you can take care of it. I'm not saying you're a multimillionaire, but that is the least of your worries. You know that you can create. You can create. My daughter was like that. She'd get down to her last penny. And finally, because she wasn't going to ask, not that she hadn't asked me for a few bucks here and there, but it wasn't something she did on a regular basis. But she'd get so low on money, she'd say, okay, I got to go find a job today. I don't have any money. And it was just the way it was. And she'd go out and she'd come home and say, well, I was just hired at, VIN 103, or I was just hired here and there. And then she'd have a phone call waiting on her that says, can you come to work tonight? I mean, it was like, you know, she always just could create that, you know, and that's kind of like you are. Let me tell you about you guys as far as your year, though, okay? Wow. Okay. Let's see here. 37, and then you're in a 35 year. So that's 3, 6, 7, 2, 9. Oh, interesting. Okay, you're a 72-9 energy, and you're going to be there all year. I mean, like all year, you will be in that energy, and that is the universal nine. It matches you. And so, and the seven is spirit and the two is the partner. So we know that we have the kumbaya in your numbers. Now, let me see about her. Let me see what she's got. She's got a nine. We know it's 9-2, right? She's saying 9-2 for sure. So 9-2 is an 11 and she's also in a 35 year. So 5, 6, 46, 10, 1. Okay. So, she's coming. What do you want, Caroline?
Paper.
Oh, she comes in from a whole different space. Okay. She comes in, she just left as of her birthday in 2015. She was in an ending year. So, I don't know, because we're not talking, so I can't get much information, but is this a partner is this a partnership or
Because they had friction on a project, but it's resolved. We were confidants.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the thing of it is that she was in. All right. So if we're looking at past tense, okay, you as of 10/27 came into a 9 year, which is all about endings, getting rid of things. Being more conscious of the reason that's bothering you is because you, and the reason you've called probably is because the nine is all about being in service to others, helping others, opening up your heart to all kinds of projects, volunteering. So, you know, it's in that space of wanting to, you know, be helpful and to be in service to other people, if you will. And so you just came into that on 10/27, and she came into her go-get-em year. So she, so that would be the, that would be the conflict right there. She was like kick ass, my way, this is the best way. She did have a six present though, which was, she wasn't intolerable, but she really felt like she had the better way of doing it. Am I talking to air here?
Or? Volunteer work.
Ah! Okay, great. All right. So anyway, so you're loving it. You have, I mean, your volunteer work has just been over the top since your birthday, and it will stay like that till your birthday. And you're not only matching where you're supposed to be and all of that, but you also are matching the volunteer work of the planet this year. And everybody's thinking better. Why do you think everybody's loving Bernie Sanders' message? Everybody's resonating with it. Nobody is saying, I mean, they're just saying, how the hell is he going to do all this? They're not saying they hate hearing what he's saying. They just don't know how, and they don't think he might know how he's going to offer and do all of the things that he's doing. But nobody is really saying, you know, oh, he's an asshole and we don't want to help people, or we're not going to, you know, we're not going to raise the minimum wage to $15, and we're not going to, you know, try to get better in touch with our young people and allow more people to go to college. You know, nobody is saying anything that Bernie is saying that's not more humanitarian and more right for Americans and all families. And look at it this way. If you had a couple kids and you knew that they were going to have an opportunity, if you are a $15, even if you're a $15 a year, an hour, you think that's a lot of money? It isn't. You get by. So these people that are making $7 to $10 an hour, they're not getting by. They're living in, you know, they got roommates in another room, and there's two or three families in some cases living together. That's how they're getting by. But they are not moving, you know, into a good direction. So my point is that you, that nine energy is so strong this year that way back 6 months ago when I did, when I realized that we were in a 9 year, immediately I said, wow, that's interesting. I said, you know, not knowing a lot about what's going on politically right now or not delving into it properly, I still am going to say that if a socialist, you know, a Democrat socialist like Bernie Sanders really could get some steam rolling here, because the whole world's energy is like that. So you're really loving it. And guess what? Your friend Joyce, she is in her one energy, go get them, self-starter, kick ass. She's ready to roll into new beginnings and new things. And it is not matching where you are. So it doesn't mean that you can't, now that you know this, now that you've called and you know this, now you'll figure it out. Because it's got nothing really to do with the people inside of you guys, and that you shouldn't be able to work anything out. It's just that you know that you're butting heads a little bit, you know, because your energy, she's supposed to be kicking ass and you're supposed to be laid back helping people. Well, how the hell does that work? You know, so in your next project or the next thing, just bring that into the mix. Bring that into the conversation and say, I know that you're going to want to go and, you know, canvas for this, whatever the hell you're doing as far as your work goes. I know that you want to go kick ass and that you think that's the way. I'm just saying that I think that we could balance it out a little bit and maybe, you know, take my advice to lay back a little bit. So, you know, just understand the terminology a little, maybe, you know. So I think that you've got, you know, I think it can work, but you've got spirit, honey, and you've got seven, the 7-2 makes up your nine. You've got spirit. You can use them every which way. And, see, this isn't valid because we're not sure. I did for 1940, but you don't know that, so we can't do that. But if you like the information I gave you and you want to call back with her numbers next week,
go ahead, message you too.
Or message me, yeah. So GloriaParker.com is how you reach me.
She's Joyce the go-getter. Yes, they were butting heads in spirit as always with her. So
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
If you find out Joyce's year, go to GloriaParker.com and hit contact page and send it to Gloria. She can run those numbers.
Yeah, I'll send you a voice. I've learned how to do this voice message memo thing that's really cool, and I can send it to your email or your phone. I can send it both ways. And I've been doing that a little bit here and there, and I'm enjoying because it's so I don't like writing it because it's too much. Not that I don't care about writing, but it's just like it's too much to I can't do what I do right now, which is, give you the ups and downs of the conversation with my voice. It's like, and tell her that and don't do that, And so I want you to get the gist of it too. So is that all?
Yeah, she said Joyce is age vain. So my guess is it's that someone older, maybe she's thinking she's teaching.
About 20 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes they, teaching mm-hmm. something, and so it's that type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling her right now, get Joyce's year and send it.
Yeah.
If she can.
Yeah, because, it's like, I don't know, Well, I guess I can't. Oh, I talked to her.
She'd rather talk to you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like but I'm guessing that if it's an age thing too, then they're more than just work colleagues, that they're together.
Yeah.
And so if that otherwise.
Well, it's tough when you've got a friend and then you've got some kind of conflict that comes up and it kind of throws you. What I told her was, sometimes if you can look at the conflict as a way to grow and expand yourself and not point fingers, no blame, just say, what is my gift in the situation? Because truly, can I learn something? Can I share something? Can I glean something for myself from this? Can I go the other way? I mean, most of us don't budge until we hit conflict, or I call contrast. And it's like that makes you turn left, turn right, go straight, back up, whatever it's going to help you do. It's something that moves us. Otherwise, we would sit on the couch and eat bonbons and
Texas Pearl, let me just tell you this too, honey. These year numbers, you only get them every 9 years. So you actually, and you meet in the nine, which is the volunteer and the wanting to do for others and all of that, clean out your shit, you get that a little bit in your 4 years. So you'll be getting that again in 4 to 5 years where you're cleaning out your house and garage and all that crap and cleaning out your crap. But this is more on an emotional, this is cleaning out friends and old belief systems, and it's a little bit different, not a whole lot. I mean, you can have both, but the nine is, and then her one, and see, your birthdays are close, so for the whole year almost you are in conflict sometimes, but now you're going to be going into your one, and she's in go get them self-starter, I can do it, blah, blah, blah. And then next, at the end of the year, she's going to be going into her two, which is, wanting to hold on and kumbaya and let's get together and let's do it, And so every year, you guys are going to have differences. But they don't, if you know what they are, then every year you're going to have an opportunity to discuss it and say, okay, this is your kick-ass year. And, and that makes a difference. Even with my friend Anna, her and her partner are a 4 and a 5, which is, and once they understood that in clear language, they realized, and now it's a daily, weekly conversation. Oh, I know why you want to do that. Or I know why I know why my husband wants to, hold back. I'm in my 1 or I'm in my 5 and he's in his 4. And he might want to hold back some money, or he might want to save extra, or, so if you know why and it's only a damn year, we can live with anybody. and we can work it out, and we can end up finding a way to just be together and be different and still not lose the fact that inside it has nothing to do with the people. The people are the people are the people. And so that's the point.
She's like, well, I want to volunteer as much next year. She asked what mood comes October for me. I didn't understand that. What mood comes October for me? Well, I want to volunteer as much next year.
Or what month will she be in October?
Well, she'll be in her go.
She'll be in a one.
New beginnings.
Right.
But so you'll have some new things come up. It could be new places and new ways to volunteer. But also, it'll just be, you know, more taking you will be important to you next year. I guess is the way I'll put that. You will be important to you. Okay. And so this year it's all about giving. It's all, you don't have a thought that doesn't mean helping and giving to others. And that universal nine along with you is just the way it is. You're going to have one whole year of it. So by the time your birthday comes along again, you are going to have the 70, it's going to be a 73, 10, 1, and you'll still have spirit and you'll get very creative. And so that creativity will show up. Oh, and you'll want a lot more fun. So, you know, so all of that, and who knows what that's going to bring. We just know it's new beginnings. And they'll show up. It'll show up all over the place.
It may be volunteer work.
I mean, you know, if you're a volunteer, you'll find it within that, So anyway, I hope that helped. There's no reason to be afraid to call me. And
yeah,
so you can do that. Okay. And good luck with Joyce. And we'll go from there. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Texas Pearl. Appreciate you listening in.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to, I believe this is a Skype caller. You're on the air with Gloria Parker.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right. We've had nothing but it's all afternoon ourselves. So,
stop, Thor.
Yeah.
Hi.
Thor. We can kind of hear you.
You can?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hi. What's your name?
Suzette? Yes.
And we need your birthday, Suzette.
5/26/68.
Okay, honey. So let's see. 18/24. Boy, are you a go-getter. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. If you were here, I would be bowing to you and your energy because you're an old, old soul. You have come into this planet so many damn times, and you chose to come in as a 55-10-1. So you have to have change, honey. If you even thought about getting a job at a kid, you'd rather live under a bridge than go into a cubicle and work. I mean, there just ain't no way that's going to happen. What do you do for a living?
Well, it's funny you said that because I'm caught in between. If you look at my chart, I'm caught in between like practicality, but being kind of like a wild animal. So I'm caught in between both worlds, you know. I think right now I'm choosing to be the wild animal. So like I'm choosing a little bit more creativity in my lifestyle. And yeah, I'm also strapped for cash as well. But I'm not going into the depression mode and not gonna let myself get, you know, taken under because that's so weak. I mean, you know.
No, but you know, you get tired of the 5-5. The 5-5 is, I mean, it's like you don't get a break. You're constantly,
right?
You know,
right.
And I experienced that just a little bit, like, just being in a 5-year. I mean, okay, just being in a 5-year, not having it as my major number. I mean, I do have it in my major number. There's 5 there as well. But in my 5-year, I mean, so much changed in 1 month. It was like my head was spinning, you know?
Okay.
And so you've got this 55-10-1. You've got no other numbers, just the 5. And you are just kicking your own ass all the time. I mean, it is just, you know, God. No wonder you think you're using the terminology of being like putting a wild in there, you know, because that's how you feel. You feel like you're on a wild ride all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and then you try to be practical because you probably got people wanting you to be practical. You know, you probably have that too, where the people around you, you know, working with them and their personalities, they don't understand what you're going through. They don't understand that double 5. They don't understand that, you know, every other minute you got a new idea coming in or a new thing to think about or a new thing to do, or, you know, your brain is just like on 24/7 all the time, and you're creating change. And guess what? If you take a break, the universe brings in a change. It's like you don't get a break with that, really, you know?
Uh-huh.
So does that sound like you?
Yeah, in a lot of ways, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, so just, you know, enjoy the ride and just stay as free as you can, you know. Just stay as free as you can. You know, no matter what it is you choose to do, just make sure you've got a lot of freedom in your life and in your job, whatever it is. I mean, even free to have a thought that relates to the job. I mean, don't get bogged down with people who where you feel like you have a really good idea, but you're not sure maybe that you should voice it, you know, voicing an idea. Don't do any of that to yourself. It's just not good for you.
Right.
Have you been in that situation?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's a little different now, but yeah, I mean, when you know you're not going to be supported in your ideas, but I think it's different now. If I have an idea, depending, I'll share it. I mean, it's catch 22 now. You have great ideas, or like I should be getting paid for my ideas.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what year you're in now. Let's see if we can get some help with what you're experiencing now. Or
yeah,
you got the 31 because you got a birthday coming up fast.
Yeah.
You know. So. Well, you know, you've been in your creative year. You're leaving it on your birthday, and the 6 is just the 6. You got double 6s. So you're a 55 and you got a double 6 in your year. And this double 6 just means that you're pretty, you know, you're more emotional.
In the new year coming up?
Yeah, no, you've been in it. So you're in a 66, 12, 3. And the 3 is, you know, you have been pretty creative. And this past year, you've been more interested in having some fun. You know, even though you've got all these 55s, you know, come slamming at you every which way, you've been wanting to have more fun. You've been more cooperative, you know. You know, even though you've been, you know, go kick ass, because that's just you and your nature, you know. But the 66 is just more open heart. So people have really embraced you more this year, probably told you more of their business than you care to know.
True.
I mean, it's like, yeah, when that 6 is active, Jesus, it's kind of like you just can stand in the middle of the grocery store and people will line up to tell you their shit. You know, it's like, have you been experiencing that this year?
I have. Some people told me some interesting things.
I know. It's really funny. It's like, you know, well, and that's energy. I want you to understand, though, that is the energy. Now, next year, nobody will come near you. They'll think you're more boring because, you know, next year you're going to have a 4, and it's going to be building new foundations. So as your birthday passes, then you're going to be a 67, 13, 4. See, the thing I love about your numbers, though, is that you've got a bunch of them. So, uh-huh. you know, what I don't like is when people don't have an array of numbers so that they're getting energy so that they, you know, they're more stifled, you know, like your life path number. 55, even though it's potent and powerful and has a lot of great things around it, it still only is two numbers, and they're the same number. So you don't right. have a lot of moving around, but in your year numbers, honey, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, you got 5 numbers out of 9, and every one of those numbers brings you another facet. It'd be like having a diamond, you know, and it's all these wow. facets, or having a crystal, and it's got all of these beautiful, somebody cut it on that axle, and it's made it a healing crystal, like, you know, anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, you see what I mean? So you've got all these, you've got a 6 with your open heart, you've got spirit coming in next year, which is awesome, because spirit, you want to talk to spirit, you want to bring them in and realize that that is just not a number, it is an energy, and the other side is like sitting on top of your head saying, okay, are you going to listen to me, or, you know, anyway, your dreams may get more, you know, alive. You know, you might see more color, you might have more visitors, all of that shit can happen when
that's
you got the 7.
That's funny because it's happening right now. I've been meditating and I've been seeing people like physically in my visions, like in 3D,
okay.
in color.
Okay.
Yes.
well, after your birthday, you're going to see that a lot more. I can tell you that because you're going to have the 7 in your numbers.
Okay.
Right now,
wow.
you've only got the 6, but you're going to have that more. So keep that up. It'll be fun for you. And then
it is a lot of fun.
And then you got the 1, the 3, but your main number on the outside of this is your 4, and that's foundation. So if you were going to, you know, move, buy a new house, change something that's, you know, start a business, any of those things will be happy. You'll be happy to do. Oh, and you also will get woke up in the middle of the night to clean. You'll be making coffee, cleaning under your sink, because that
I
also
did that the other day. I woke up.
Yeah, that's the clean out. That's the clean out number. So all next
okay.
year, you'll clean out all your closets, all your shit. Everything will be placed in order, and you know it's
okay.
just part of it. There's not much you can do about it. I mean, I could care less. I mean, it's not like I live like a slob or anything, but I don't really know where nothing is, you know. But on my 4 year, I can tell you, I've got stuff organized a little bit now because I just left a 4 year.
Right.
And we only get it every 9 years. So that means in a couple of years, I'm going to have this damn mess again that probably won't get cleaned up until I get another 4 year. You know? So it's like, okay.
Right.
So I don't think about it. I just know every 9 years, I get a number that assists me. When I was a publisher, though, because my editor's with me, and Caroline, and when I was a publisher, I could leave, like, I have a pad right here. You can't see me, but I have a pad. And I could leave that pad on my desk and go home for the night and come back, and that pad would be nowhere in sight. I would look through everything because I had no 4s, and the 4 energy makes you be able to find stuff. I
okay.
thought I left it right there on my desk. And maybe I did, and maybe the angels were messing with me, but I could never find anything. And it was aggravating as hell. But
right.
so now I'm just telling you that the 4 energy will clean out your stuff. You got spirit. You can get a new job. You can anything that you want to build, you can build next year. This year, though, you got a couple more months to be creative as hell. So work on your creativity.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Suzette, for calling, honey. Okay,
thank
bye.
You. You're great.
Bye, babe.
All right. Well, we have a caller that are not raising their hand. So if you do want to get on the air, push 1, and we'll get you on. Otherwise, we're going to let you continue to listen. And I want to say hi to Wildflower Wind and Silver Sculpt and our guest, along with Texas Pearl, in the chat room. So hi, and thank you for joining us.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy, all these creative names. Wildflower Wind and Texas
Pearl.
Oh, I love that. I love the name Pearl anyway. Okay.
All right.
I always think of Minnie. I always think of Minnie. How can you? Yeah, how can you not love Minnie Pearl? You know. So anyway, it's a super name.
That could be dating.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's like, but I'm not over 70. Just to let y'all know. Okay, so I know I'm having too much fun. Is that in my numbers?
No, the channel is too much.
So what do we? What do they want?
I was trying to figure out what my mom's numbers were.
Oh.
Because it's like she did the same thing for me. I would put everything down, and then my mom would come behind me. And she's a four. She was a four. Because she worked with me for many years, and yeah. I just did her numbers,
yeah.
And she was a four.
Yeah.
And she would just come behind me, and every time I would open my mouth and say, "Where's mine?" And she would go like this.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's such, and it's really, and the thing that I love, though, is the four energy. It's all of that. It's so, it's really awesome. I mean, it makes you, I mean, when I say makes you, I mean makes you, you know, and most of us, as adults, we're not used to anything or anybody making us do much, you know, but this is kind of like a weird energy. It's like,
yeah, I just actually, I told you I met with a client on Saturday morning. She's a 404. I had to do her numbers, and I was like, oh, you're a 404.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's like when there's no other number to play with and they're just a four, you know, they probably won't get me to go on a trip with them. I mean, I just can't imagine, although I'm a seven, and sevens usually get along with anybody, and if anything's going on in front of you that you don't really like, you just bring them in. And remember that, you know, spirit is bringing in an experience. You just look at things a little different. It's always an experience. It's never good or bad. It just is. And all of that, it's mm-hmm. got, you know, it's got some value. It's, you know, to live in a space like that is valuable. Let's just put it that way.
But when you have a four, you do have things to do.
Yeah.
If you've got a four in your life, you've got things to do.
Yeah.
Like, I would be perfectly content traveling somewhere. Like, I used to go visit my cousins a lot. In the Carolinas and out up north, and they would say, "Oh, okay. What do you want to do? Do you want to go into the city? You want to go to Chicago? What do you want to do?" And I'm like, "I want to do anything.
Yeah.
I just want to
hang.
Stay put. I want to hang."
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "You want to do anything? You know, my cousin's in the Carolinas. You want to go somewhere? You want to? No, I just want to relax.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go somewhere and then just
mm-hmm.
okay, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. My thing is always
when you're with a four, you've got a plan.
You
want a plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's fun about fives. They're just ready to get in the car and go.
Yeah, we're spontaneous.
Yeah.
We're spontaneous.
Yeah, yeah. And it's lovely, you know, it's really lovely.
No, I told you I found my four because I knew I had it in there somewhere. So I found my four, my name. So that was kind of cool. So I have it. It's just not to the degree. Like if I want to go do something, I'll go do it.
Yeah.
But it's not required.
So while you're thinking about that, let me just tell everybody that, you know, Anna, not only does she do the radio station and stuff, but she also is a designer. She can do websites. She does all the social media. She's very smart. She knows how to do a lot. And, you know, she's a printer. She designs. I mean, you know. And she has been helping me with this GloriaParker.com website. And right off the get-go, man, she had it down. She did a phenomenal job, and we haven't had a chance to go back in and play with the website. But now we are because we're at a phase two where the show – see, because I didn't know I was going to like this, you know, seriously. And that's another thing that I want everybody to hear. I don't know. I mean, none of us know. We just do shit, and then sometimes it sticks and sometimes it doesn't. I'm too old to do something I don't like. I mean, seriously. And so I really have enjoyed this. Now, I do like it because, see, I have, and this is interesting, I have a two. My main numbers are a five, which gives me that spontaneity and off-the-cuff two, which means I don't mind if I knew how to get in the back or I've done a show with Anna being at her office and me here, okay? I've done that. But it's not quite the same. I don't really like it. And the reason I don't is because I don't have any ones around me. And the one is the one that'll make you do things by your own self, or you want to go out, you can go out and eat alone and all of that. I have none of that around me. None of it. And I don't want to go eat alone. And I don't want, and I don't want to do a show alone, you know? So, I mean, it's like, for me, I'm much happier bringing people in my fold. And let's say, and, you know, let's go. And I'm always creating with others, you know? I'm always creating with somebody else. I'm sharing my ideas and how I think it can work. And can we make any money if we need money or how, any of that. But it's always inclusive. Everything I do is inclusive because I don't have a one. I have a five, a two, and that makes my seven. So, you know, it's like you forget that you are also a, I was going to say victim. It's not a victim. it's not a victim. It's a product. Your numbers that you chose to come in, just like everybody else. And you forget it, just like, you know, you forget to, if you're a painter, you know, your house needs painting all the time, or you're a plumber and you got leaks all over. It's the same kind of thing. So I didn't know I was going to like this radio stuff as much as I am. So Anna and I are going to work on where you can come in, and I'm going to have a couple things. One of them is where you can learn the numbers. Well, somebody might say, well, you know, that seems like it'd be hard. Well, it's not hard at all. There's only nine numbers. And I'm going to make it so that you can come into my website and pay a minimal fee to be able to get into the site, into that particular little pocket of room, and learn what does the one mean? What does the two mean? What does the three mean? All of that. And you'll be able to do what Anna has done, where she goes on vacation, she goes to her in-laws, and does numbers for everybody. And I do the same thing. I mean, it's like, as soon as I am going to have more than a hello for you, I'm going to find out who you are and know your number, because then I know all about you. And it happens very easy. So say you're a, I don't know, say you're a, you have a job where you hire people. You don't think it would be helpful for you to be easily to be able to go in, you look at their application, you see everything as a qualifier, and then you go in and see what number. So if you need somebody that's a go-getter, like in sales and stuff like that, you want to hire ones. You know, so I'm going to have that out where you can watch me in a video and learn it. And you'll always be able to go back to that and come in because something's happening. Go, oh, shit, I want to know what number they are. And make it part of your life. And it's so fun. It's so easy. It's so fun. So we're going to work. We are working on that. I've got the video stuff set up. And then the other thing is that come in and you're going to be able to get a reading for a very reasonable price, where I can give you a voice memo straight to your two ways, to your email, and I'll send it to your message, however you get your messages. So we are working on that, you know, and because I think it's so helpful. I've said this before, so I don't know, but when I got my last phone, I talked to a kid that was doing the, he was transferring the data from my one phone to my new iPhone, and I just was messing with him, good looking kid. And I said, I hope you're not going to do this shit the rest of your life. And he said, he looked at me and he went, no, I'm about to graduate. I said, oh, good. What are you graduating from? He said, I'm going to be an attorney. And I went, oh, that's awesome. So I did his numbers immediately, found out he was a four, and said to him, I hope that you're going into contract law. And he said, it's exactly what I'm doing. So it's, you are, because of your number, I want to get everybody to get that. The universe has made a contract with you, and they are already planting ideas. So it wasn't like this kid, he already went through school, he was about to graduate, and he already knew that that's what he wanted. And I said, oh my God, when they bring all those papers into you, and you've got a stack of papers, like all the accountants, all the people that are fours and different, there's a few other numbers, but have the four in their numbers, they can do all of that shit. They don't mind you dropping a pile of papers off. That's what they want to do. So do what you love, money will follow, and do what your contract was with the universe, and money will follow, and your life will be happy. That's all I can tell you. So we're going to do that so that this gets shared with more people, because I don't want to do astrology. I don't do astrology, although I love it. And anybody who really, really wants to learn about themselves and another step, there's nothing like numbers and there's nothing like astrology. You get a good astrologer, she's worth her weight in gold. I'm just saying there's two methods that are worth knowing when you get into learning about who you are and how you work. So everybody will say, oh, and like, well, what sign are you? Well, that's fun, you know, but, you know, there's more to it, you know, but most people won't deny that their sun sign matches their personality, but that might not be how people see you. How people see you is a whole different, you know, you look at it differently, you know. Anyway, I don't want to get into astrology because I don't know enough to really not make an astrologer mad at me. So I'm not going to do that. Okay. But to be honest, you know, but really they are worth their weight in gold. And I love to know what's going on in your chart and stuff like that. So I'm going to try to make this really, really easy. Astrology is a little harder to learn. So you may not want to do that. You know, I mean, that unless you're really drawn to it, you know, but and I'm sorry, I just lost it. But a rising sign is how people see you. So if you know your sun sign, your rising sign and your moon, if you know those three pieces of information, usually that's what works. So I have an astrologer friend and we've been talking about maybe doing a show together. And if we can keep it to a minimal where we don't need an hour with everybody, I mean, if we can find out how to do that, I would love to work with an astrologer on my show and expand that, if you will. So we're working on that. I mean, we're always working on everything, aren't we, guys? I mean, do we ever stop?
Never get it wrong. Never get it done.
Yeah, there you go.
You're here being human on this journey. That's mm-hmm. what it's about.
So we've got a lot of things working in the, you know, we got a lot of soup stirring. And we'll just see. But I think you guys knowing the very basics, you know, 101, you know, GLOW's numbers 101, I think will allow you to enhance your life and how you respond to others, knowing a few things.
So I hired employees. I mean, I would always do the numbers.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
I know what
kind of
person you are.
Yeah. So, you know, so, what time is it?
You
can,
yeah.
Okay. So, are we good? Okay. So, there was a few things that I had on my mind that I wanted to talk about. Who is Wildflower Wind?
Just somebody that was in chat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. So she's not.
I'm just saying hi. Oh. Usually I acknowledge people that are in chat because I love that they come by and listen whether they're called in or not.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate them coming in and saying, you know, just their energy, because when we all connect, this is the cool part, people don't get it too, like if you're on the phone or you're in chat, you're connected with this energy, you were attracted to this energy. So whether you're listening in or you actually get a reading, any of that, you're connected to this, and there's so much more to that, and that's what my shows are generally about, more etheric, you know, stuff. So
yeah.
I think all those that have come by and called in.
Well, you know,
I don't know if anybody was here from the beginning, but we had some technical issues.
Oh, did we?
Being patient.
Yeah, it was interesting, really, because it was like, you know, I got what?
1 minute.
1 minute. Okay. Oh, is that all I got? One minute?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to say that if you guys are in Atlanta or close by, Anna and I also do a meetup called Conscious Professionals, okay? And we just took over the group. Somebody had it, and they didn't want it. And so stay tuned, because we'll put it up. I'll have her put it up on the website, GloriaParker.com, when we're going to have May 20th, we're going to have a party. And so we're going to have it at Harmony Place in Roswell, and it's going to be great. I mean, it's like I hate May 20th. Friday night, and it's 6 to 9. We're going to have wine, and we're going to have hors d'oeuvres, and we're going to have music, and we're going to have a whole bunch of stuff. And because I don't like meetups, I've never liked you put me in a dance. I'm a five. I got a five a present. So I'm just saying that I don't like that. So I always try to create something that is more fluid. You can walk around the room, and if you're supposed to meet Joe Blow over there and talk to him, go talk to him. You know, not so much so plastic. I use the word plastic a lot because I don't want plastic. I don't want anything pre, you know, like a teleprompter, or, you know, I don't want to think about what I'm going to say next. I want it off the cuff. So sometimes that works and sometimes it don't. But anyway, so we'll let you know. But May 20th, guys. Okay. So thank you, Anna, from Universal Energy Media Radio. That's how you find her now, radio. And sorry, I need to change that. But
no,
I don't.
Universal Energy Media is the umbrella, but my radio station is Universal Energy Radio.
Oh, okay.
You're under the Universal Energy Media umbrella.
Oh.
We have different stations. Like, we have the Psychic Bartender, we have Universal Energy Radio, we have Source Energy Radio, and we have United Intentions Foundation. And we're working on a couple of LOA blend. So we've got a bunch of different shows happening under the media umbrella.
Oh, okay. So okay. All right. Okay. So anyway, thanks, everybody. If you know anybody who needs a healing day, please just go to GloriaParker.com and go to OurChildrenMemorial.com and find out all about it there. And anyway, I guess we're done for the day. Are we?
Thanks, everybody.
So, bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya. Okay.
The Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker is sponsored by New Skin and produced by Universal Energy Media. For more about Gloria, please visit GloriaParker.com.